Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in Portmarnock over any weekend, they here at the Oasis Bar, just below our studio, have Sunday Carvery. Everybody loves Carvery on a Sunday, and no better place to come than the Oasis Bar down below us at the White Sands Hotel. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend this lovely hotel, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got this message from a guy called Cormac. By the way, if you've anything you'd like us to debate on Opinions Matter, you can send us an email at any time to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Cormac writes, I want to start off by saying I'm not one of those nut jobs that has no tolerance for anyone. I am very tolerant, but I was on my Facebook page this morning and I saw a post from a work colleague that pissed me off. She actually has two kids in their late teens who used to be male, and then all of a sudden a few years ago they were going by different names and they're female now, even though they've had no surgery yet. Anyway, their mother, who I work with, put up a post saying, Happy International Women's Day to all the women and my two brave girls. Girls, FFS, says Cormac. A few years ago, they were Alan and Brian, not their real names. These so-called trans people need to stop hijacking a day for women. Have your own day, but not today. Just call me Cormac.
Yeah.
So I just call him Cormac, even though that's not his name.
So we decided to do a little experiment with our listeners. We have 170,000 of you on our Facebook page. And thank you very much for following us. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we would see how people feel about the trans community celebrating International Women's Day.
So we put up a post on our Facebook page earlier on and it reads, Morning all, we just wanted to say happy International Women's Day to all the women out there, not forgetting trans women, stroke those who identify as female. Tag a woman who's been an inspiration to you or who has changed your life for the better. So that's what we put up.
And there was war. People got so, literally, had we put up a post saying Adrian and Jeremy have just been convicted of assaulting an 80-year-old woman, people wouldn't have been angry. They would have said, no, she probably deserved it. Yeah, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Those two lads are lovely. But because we put up a post, which, by the way, we were literally trolling you all. You all took the bait. But because we put up a post saying that trans people should be included in, now, maybe we do feel that way. I don't know. Maybe we do. We haven't given our opinion on it yet. But we put it up to see how people would react. And people were so, so angry. Now, here's my take on it. I'm going to give you all my take. And by the way, this is an open forum. It's called Opinions Matter. Every opinion matters. My opinion isn't sacrosanct. Mm-hmm. Every opinion counts. And you can give your opinion. That's what this topic is about.
Absolutely.
My opinion is, so what? Now, I'm not woke. People send us hate messages.
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the messages that we got.
Go eat shit, you woke bastards, was another one. Kennedy, you woke cunt, was another one. I
saw that one, yeah.
I liked that one on Facebook, actually. We are the most unwoke people there are. But here's how I feel about it. If a trans person wants to celebrate International Women's Day, but big whoop-de-doo, what difference does it make in your life? And I'll explain why. About hijacking days. Women hijack Father's Day all the time. Every year. I've unfriended so many people on social media. Single mums. You know the hunzos? The single mum hunzos. Hijack Father's Day. They can't let Father's Day go without putting up a post saying, Happy Father's Day to all the mothers double jobbing. That's the post they put up. They always say that. Mm-hmm. All the mothers double jobbing. Happy Father's Day. Piss off. It's not your day. It's Father's Day. Just because you had a child with a man who's a scumbag and walked out on you, not my problem. Father's Day is for fathers. But I don't, because so what? If you're a single mother and you want to hijack Father's Day, I couldn't care less. I'll be having a lovely meal with my kids. I don't care. Why do people get so worked up? Why is there so much hate about the trans community? If Brian wants to be known as Brianna from now on, How does it affect your life?
I don't get it myself.
And that's not me being woke, because you're going to ask me, do I believe if you have a penis, you're a woman? No, I don't believe if you have a penis, you're a woman. I don't believe that. But if you want to identify as a woman, that's absolutely your right. Have I said enough?
Yes, because I want to give some examples of some of the comments. As we said, we put up this post earlier on today, trolling you, basically, to see what people said. And here's what the post said. Morning all, we just wanted to wish you, say, happy International Women's Day to all the women out there, not forgetting trans women or those who identify as female. That was our post. And we got an awful lot of comments. So I'm going to read just some of the comments that we got. Don't rob women of their day, please. Trans can have their own day, says one. Another message says, there's only two genders, a male and a female. Gender is determined at birth. Today is International Women's Day, not International Trans Day. Trans women can have their own day. The world has gone nuts. And they just kept coming. Why add the folks that play pretend, says another message. The Alphabet Committee get themselves a month, while it's a day for men and women. Just because they identify as something doesn't mean that's what they are. I like to identify as a black lesbian woman doesn't mean that I am one. And they go on and on and on. The amount of comments that we got is just unbelievable, I have to say. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got just before we started recording from Adele.
Hi, I'm a full-time working woman, so unfortunately I don't have time to be on the show on a call. However, my message is this. Women for years have fought for their rights to be seen as individuals. I think, as everyone will remember, at one point up to quite recently in this country, a woman couldn't even have her own bank account. The man had to sign it off, etc. Thankfully, that's all changed. Women can be independent. And now they are trying to ensure, and people are, that there are certain rights for people who decide that why you wake up one morning and they're a cat. Or a woman, or I don't know, whatever it is. It's funny though as well how we don't seem to have women waking, men waking up. We only have men waking up and identifying as female so they can join the sports and beat these women, because obviously they're stronger as they would be. But there's not very many women waking up deciding they're going to be male and walking into male sports because they know they wouldn't stand a chance. So, I mean, none of that is being considered. None of that is being thought of. They're trying to accommodate all this. I mean, do we all remember when your Irish mammy would tell you to snap out of stuff? Why are these people not being told that? You know, I have no problem with a person growing up who is male or female, and as they get older, decide that maybe they want to change their gender and become fully a male or a female. Absolutely no problem with it. But for someone to just wake up, throw on a wig and high heel shoes and say, I'm a woman, I'm going to do what I want, I really can't understand how people are just accepting this. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jen.
Hi, lads. What were you thinking? Like, yous are going to get that response, and you knew yous were going to get that response.
Yeah, but that's why we put it up, to see.
Because yous got loads of views from it. I know.
Well, no, it was just to see, will people be triggered by that?
Yeah, but of course they are.
Why though?
What do you mean, of course they are?
Of course they're triggered. Like, this trans thing has gone crazy.
As we said, Jen, you know, why? Why do people let it get in on them?
Because it's not right. It's a mental illness, first of all.
No,
it's in the DSM-5. It is literally a mental illness. It's in the DSM-5 as a mental illness. Gender dysphoria. Okay? It is a mental illness. You cannot say that it's not. You'd be going against all the science, all the years of research to say that it's not a mental illness. The usual way of treating gender dysphoria was to explain to these people that there's nothing wrong with your body. It's your mind. instead of doing this new gender affirming care, you used to actually tell people, like, look, your mind is just, it's not well at the minute, you know? So let's get your mind well, and let's get your mind matching up to where your body is. Let's get your mind matching up to what your chromosomes are, and so that you don't have a harder time in society. And look, that voice note, that woman left was very valid as well. Women fought for fucking years. Sorry, excuse my language. They fought for years for equal rights. And now it's being high. Like, there's a Pride Month. Come on. There's a Pride Month.
Okay, but if and this is the point, if somebody is identifying as a woman, whether they're just a cross-dresser and identifying as a woman, or as somebody who's gone through gender reassignment surgery, what is wrong with them, you know, getting involved in International Women's Day? Because they see themselves as women. They identify as women.
But then just call yourself a woman. Don't call yourself a trans woman. But don't start bringing up this trans woman and cis woman and all this. It's just bollocks. It's just bollocks. This is for women. It's not for trans women. It's not for women who might think they're men, and but maybe are women on some days of the week or at the weekend or whatever. It's for women, you know?
And it's so what? Okay, so what's a woman then?
A woman is a female who has XX chromosomes and is capable of reproducing and giving birth. That's what a woman is. I'm not doing this circular definition of a woman is someone who believes they're a woman.
Okay, you say your definition of a woman is someone who can reproduce. What, well, a woman who's had their womb removed or can produce, would you not consider them a woman then? That's a fair question.
I know, hang on. What was the first part of my point to the answer as to what is a woman? Someone with XX chromosomes. Yep. Is that woman who has her womb removed, does she not have XX chromosomes?
I hope she does.
Yes, she does. She does.
By the way, I was just looking up, Jen, as you were saying there about a mental illness, and all the medical websites that I've looked up, including psychiatry.org, which is a well-renowned psychiatric website, they all say that it's not a psychiatric disorder or a mental disorder, that transgender is not a mental illness.
You have the DSM in front of you. No, you don't. It's a psychiatrist's manual. Dysphoria is a mental illness, and it has always been treated as such.
Okay, well, the WHO, you can't argue with them. They're the World Health Organization. They do not consider transgender as a disorder. They don't.
This is all bollocks, lads. This is bollocks. It is a mental disorder. And for example, kids who start turning around saying, oh, like my son turned around and was like, "Ma, I think I'm a girl." If I left him alone, in terms, if I was just like, whatever, and I didn't play into it, there is a 95% chance that by the time he's 18, he won't think he's a girl.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Pauline.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
I'm just wondering, is that woman a physicist? Like, is she a doctor? Is she a psychiatrist? Or is she a psychologist?
I don't think she's any of the above. Are you, Jen?
Okay. Yeah, so if her son said that he thinks he's a girl, okay. It's not a mental illness.
It is a mental illness.
We are
43%.
I'm going to talk. Can you let me speak?
43%.
When you were pregnant, we have testosterone, we have androgen, we also have estrogen and progesterone. In the womb, the child in the womb, in the sac, in the womb, is exposed to all the hormones, okay? So when the child is actually born, it depends whatever hormone is actually exposed predominantly to that child. And as the child grows older, okay, you have actually children from the age of 3 that want to play with boys' toys. A girl wants to play with boys' toys, or the other way around. That's exactly what happens. It's from a young age. So this comes into mental illness also. Do we want to lose a loved one to suicide because they're suppressing the way they feel? Or do we want to save them? Okay, because there's a lot of people walking around in Ireland. Ireland can be very narrow-minded when it comes to this. The amount of transgender people in the States that are actually bullied they're killed, they're actually murdered, left for dead, humiliated because they are dressed as a woman. They want to be a woman. They may not be able to give birth, but their identity is their own business. They choose to be a woman. Fine. That's grand. No one else's business. But the turmoil in that person's head, can you imagine? Can you imagine a sister or a brother said, I actually think I want to be a man. Okay, I have feminine and I have masculine energy. I can do everything that a man can do, bar change a tire, and I'm going to learn very soon. You know, I could get into a boxing ring with Tyson, but I wouldn't win. I know that. But, I mean, when it comes to sports, we'll say, like, swimming, again, that's probably, you know, the strength of a man and a woman. We can try, but we certainly do have women in our world that are as strong as a man, that can pull a truck with a rope, you know, that thing where you... I mean, I've seen it on TV.
Let me ask you then, Pauline, why do you believe people get so triggered, basically, by...
Narrow-mindedness, absolutely, narrow-mindedness.
Okay, let me throw that straight back at you. You are narrow-minded.
How have I done so much research then into this? How do I know so much?
We haven't done enough. I mean, if you look up the hormones, you have Google there, or even go on something better than Google.
Statistical manual. It's a black book for psychiatrists. Gender dysphoria.
So would you rather your son commit suicide in his later years?
She's just after saying would I rather my child?
You're thinking it's all to do with sex. That's exactly what you're thinking.
And all I can hear is a little warbly voice in the background when I'm trying to make a very valid point. If you look up the statistics of children who were not forced to go through hormone replacement therapy, who did not have body parts chopped off, 95% of them revert to the gender that they were born as.
I completely disagree. You've done so much research. Why are you so interested in it? Like, you've done a lot of research on it. Are you wanting to be transgender yourself? I'm just wondering. Because there's a film going back to, it's actually in the 1920s, The Danish Girl. I've watched the movie, and it's the 1920s, and the two painters... The two painters were a couple. Okay. And it was Eddie Redmayne, that excellent actor. And Eddie was a painter. They were both painters. And she came home one evening and they were going to have dinner. And she found him in her clothes. Okay. Her underwear, the whole works. Now, if you read that book, if you watch that film, you will actually understand in the 1920s, now, think how long ago that was, that man, he didn't know what he wanted to be. He was confused. It wasn't mental illness, but it's all because of in the womb. Also, abuse. Now, we don't know. Like, I mean, if you're abused, if you're sexually assaulted, you don't want those gender parts. You don't want those gender parts you were born with. I mean, have a bit of compassion with this, all right? I mean,
okay, Jen, I'm going to throw that right back at you again. Have a bit of compassion, for God's sake.
Which I do, and which is why I'm very, 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 very serious about people not pushing this shit on kids, allowing them, because I'm telling you, lads, the statistics prove over and over again, if you leave them alone, if you don't start messing with them, chopping body pieces off, giving them hormones, 95%
They're getting chopped up in America and in South America by bullies.
Oh my God.
People can't be found.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
True story. No. I'll go back to the film anyway. So it was the first gender reassignment.
Okay, ladies, we're getting away from the point. Yeah, I want to go back, Jen, to something that you said a while ago. And we were just reading that in a review of 27 studies involving almost 8,000 teens and adults who had transgender surgeries in the US, Canada, and Europe, 1% on average expressed regret. 1%.
That's a very small study, lads. That's a very small study.
What, of 8,000 teens and adults?
You're really in the minority. You know, you're in the minority.
Jen,
is supporting transgender.
Okay, I can't hear both of you. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut across you. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, here is Darren.
The most unwoke. Are you for real? It's actually for real. The Tories have gone more woke in the last 2 years than ever. You don't want to disagree with anything that you know will might get you cancelled or any shit like that. And this is another one. Trans woman is not a woman. Simple as that.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
We're in the middle of a conversation all to do with something, the reaction that we got to a post that we put up on Facebook earlier on today. And the post read, "We just wanted to say happy International Women's Day to all the women out there, not forgetting trans women and those who identify as female. Tag a woman who's been an inspiration to you or who has changed your life for the better." And we got an awful lot of negativity to that post. For example, here's just some of the comments. "I'm definitely unfollowing you, lads. Trans are not women and should not be celebrated on Women's Day. They will never compare to real women. That is an insult to women," said one message.
Well, is it an insult then for... I have friends who live in Ireland, yeah, and they're Brazilian, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate Paddy's Day like you wouldn't feckin' believe it. They dye their hair green, yeah? They buy shamrock for the mm-hmm. house. They eat stew and coddle on Paddy's Day. Should we knock on their door and go on Paddy's Day? "Sorry, you're Brazilian. Don't be celebrating our day." A day of celebration. Anybody... I'm celebrating International Women's Day today and I don't have a vagina. I rang my my three girls earlier on, my wife and my two daughters. Happy International Women's Day. I'm delighted. I'm celebrating it as well. Well, who cares who decides to celebrate? Who cares if Johnny, who lives down the road, has a Mickey and is as male as Adrian is, but he identifies as a woman and he wants to celebrate International Women's Day? How is it impacting on your life? I mean, and you heard before the break there, Darren screaming and saying, "Well, you're woke. No examples of us being woke, by the way. I'm not woke, Darren. I would say, Darren, you're woke because you're literally triggered by some stranger celebrating a day that has none of your business. It is absolutely none. Why are you so upset and angry about some stranger who may, even if you identify as a kettle, well, getting triggered over it? That's woke, Darren. You're the woke one.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you, Zed?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I completely agree with Jeremy. I really do. Look, International Women's Day is not the celebration of individual women. It is the celebration of the achievement of women's rights and how far we still have to go to get full equality. Now, who has stood by us women all the way through? And I'm talking from the 1200s and earlier for the fight for women's equality. Gay people and trans people, they stood with us. Why? Because our freedoms helped them get freedom, helped them get recognition. And as a woman, I feel it's my responsibility to celebrate the struggles that women have gone through to become who they are. Doesn't matter where they came from, doesn't matter their origins, doesn't matter what they were born as. For me, is if you live as a woman, not just as simple as walking out the front door wearing women's clothes saying, I'm a woman. It is about embodying being a woman 24/7. You are facing even more oppression than actual cis women. And I find it amazing how, as Jeremy just said, how triggered people get from just recognizing that.
It's always the ones that go on about woke, woke, woke. Everybody's offended nowadays. And we're going to talk to Darren in a moment because I've never heard Darren so angry. Literally, if I had rang up Darren and said, Darren, I ran over your cat deliberately this morning. Ha ha. He wouldn't be as angry as he is now. They go on about, you know, the left. And I'm neither left nor right. I'm right down the middle. Same as Adrian. Neither left nor right. But they go on about the left saying, the left get offended at everything. They're literally offended over someone celebrating a day. Like, you don't get much more you don't get much more pussy than that, do you? Being offended about somebody celebrating
100%. And as we said,
it's about controlling people. And if you don't feel like you have control over someone, then that's where the rage comes from.
Well, let me just stay there for a second. Let me just bring in Darren, whose voice note we played there a minute ago. Darren, why are you so annoyed?
Well, I don't know where Jeremy's getting that I'm triggered and angry. It was just an angry voice note. But like, it's because they're not a woman. That's why. Jeremy, you're a proud father, yeah?
Yes, I am.
So if a man who didn't have kids was out celebrating Father's Day or going on saying to you, oh, brilliant, Father's Day is here, even though he wasn't a father, you'd be going mad saying, why is he celebrating Father's Day not even a father?
I actually wouldn't. So you think?
Sorry, you could celebrate Father's Day because you have one.
Darren, you celebrate Christmas and you don't believe in God, so or Jesus.
Who said I celebrated Christmas?
You do. Okay, so hang on. You stay in your room on your own on Christmas Day. You don't put a tree up.
Jeremy, define celebrating Christmas. I don't put a tree up.
Okay, do you celebrate Christmas in any way whatsoever?
Define. I don't go to mass at Christmas. No, I don't have kids, so no, I don't.
So you lock yourself in a room from about the 20th of December until the 1st of January. Is that what you do?
Well, I don't lock myself in a room, but I just stay away from everyone.
The point is,
the only thing, and do a bit of work.
The point is, Darren, you can celebrate whatever day you want.
No, I can't celebrate Women's Day because I'm not a woman.
I'm celebrating it today for my daughters, my wife, my mother, my sister.
But like, it's just the whole woke trend. And then if you disagree, the fact that you've got me on here now, you're trying to get everyone to ridicule me.
No, actually, believe it or not, Darren, 90% of the calls actually agree with you, believe it or not.
I'm the only one that has the balls to go on.
There's like a queue lining up here to come on. No, but I want to just find out why you're so triggered over a stranger that happens to identify as a woman. Why are you so upset about them celebrating?
I'm not a woman.
Let me okay, Vanessa, what do you say to that? That a lot of people, and this is, he's representing the opinion of a lot, he doesn't believe that trans women are women and therefore they shouldn't be celebrating International Women's Day.
I mean, that's his opinion, but I think it stems from the fact that he's never... Hang on. No, it's not. It's a fact to you. It's your subjective fact. It's your personal fact.
It's a biological fact.
We as human beings have gone more beyond just biological creatures, okay? We do things, we wear glasses to fix degenerative eye disease, okay? We've gone beyond, as a society, we don't just rely on biology. Can you accept that?
We're not on about society, Vanessa, we're on about gender.
Yeah,
and biology...
Right, well, here's
gender.
The issue. Here's the issue. Sex is a biological thing. Gender is a sociological thing. It is a definition invented by society of where we believe the dividing line between men and women are.
It wasn't invented
because it's changed. It's changed over societies. The definition of male and female or men and women have changed over generations.
No, Vanessa, it's only changed in the last 10 or 15 years because of that seriously ill doctor from America that started all this, like your own earlier onset. It's an ideology, that's what it is like.
It's more than an ideology because it's a lived experience.
No, it's an idea. If someone said to you, 15 years ago, a man is going to identify as a woman and a woman will identify as a man. You'd load a laugh in the face.
No, because unlike you, I was involved in the women's rights movement back then, and trans women were part of that experience. Trans men were a part of that experience too. So I've spoken to them about their experiences. Now I can't say for sure what their experiences were like because I've never been through it myself. And that's part of the misunderstanding for most people. They can't envision what it's like being a different gender to what you were born as.
Let me ask one question then, yeah? When your daughter or your son, the son or daughter you have?
Son.
When your son was born, what gender did you think he was, based on what you've seen?
I don't go by gender because he's not old enough to have a gender. He was born a male. He was born the sex. His sex was male. It is up to him to decide what his gender is when he gets old enough to decide who he is.
And
but
you,
if he comes in, if he comes in one day and says, "Mammy, I think no, that's what's called being a respectful human being. That's what it's called, okay? And if you can't get outside of your own head to have empathy for another human being for what they are going through because you're not going through it, then that makes you a shit human being.
Well, I just believe it's
that's the difference.
And that's it. That's the end of it.
And that's understandable because that's all you've been exposed to.
No, that's all.
For me, it's normal.
Exposed to Vanessa.
For me, it's normal because I've been exposed to trans people my whole life.
Let me ask you then, Vanessa, let me ask you then, when it comes to International Women's Day, you obviously believe that anybody who identifies as a woman should be able to celebrate it.
Yes, and I don't see the harm in it because, again, it is celebrating what we as women have done in society, how far we've come to achieve equality.
Now, Vanessa,
and to say that the trans community has not been part of that is just a lie.
But I think, Vanessa, and this is a separate, we'll have to get you on about this topic separately because this is something I'm fascinated in. Not giving your child a gender. It's your own choice. I've met your son. Well, it's like, can I say it's your son that I've met now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Because at the moment, his sex is male. Gender is something that you come to as you engage in society. You decide who you are, who you are becoming. And I will respect that when the time comes.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, I can call your son, but what's going to happen when you're enrolling? Again, can you say him? Is it him, yeah?
I can say him, I can say male, until he comes of age and decides who he is.
Okay, so when you enroll they into school and put they's name down.
Them. You sound like a gobshite now.
Yeah, no, it's,
when you enroll them in school.
Pronouns are very difficult for...
They're not.
They are very difficult. If you've not been around them, it is very difficult to actually grasp.
Yeah, so stop being woke, Adrian. Anyway, when you enroll them in school, what gender are you going to put down on the form for school?
For primary, male.
So you will put male down?
For secondary, it'll be up to them.
And what age are you going to let them decide... sexier or what gender they are?
They'll know. They'll be able to tell me by the age of 8 or 10.
But why not just run with
and
it?
I will respect
it. But why not just run with it as it is until they decide what their gender is going to be? Why don't you, have you picked a gender neutral name for the child?
No.
So it's a male name.
Oisín.
Oisín, but you don't get more male than that. So in your mind...
If they come in and say, "Mammy, I think I'm actually a girl," I will work with them. I will work with trans groups. And if that's what they decide, then we will change their name.
And I think every parent... It's not easy. I know parents who've gone through this, that their children have turned around to them. And it's tough for a parent. But I think at the end of the day, and I don't know, some of the people listening to the show, I don't know how they would react, but I think no matter what your child wants to be, you have to support them, don't you, Adrian? You have to love them. Don't lose your relationship and the love of your child.
At the end of the day, I love my baby, and they will be my baby, whoever they decide to be, as long as they're happy.
Yeah, but you don't want to set the child up for bullying either. When you know kids in the class say, "What are you?" and you say, "Well, I haven't been assigned a gender yet." That's just leading to bullying.
It is a teaching moment. Either you can run away from it and pretend it doesn't exist, or you can embrace it. And I think the time is coming now where we as a society have to embrace it.
Do me a favour, Vanessa, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more comments on this. This is Robbie.
I think a lot of these people genuinely think that if a child says to a parent, "I want to be the opposite gender," that they bring them straight to a doctor and lop off their parts and say, "Right, that's it, done and dusted." Obviously, that's not how it's done. It takes a full year of counselling before the child will even be allowed to get HRT.
voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, Vanessa, I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from Lorraine.
How does biology have nothing to do with it? The XY chromosome makes you a female. The YY's chromosome makes you a male. That's biology.
I think she's slightly wrong with the X's and Y's there. But anyway, it's biology, basically, is what she's saying.
There is a difference. See, again, we're not a purely biological creature. Because of our consciousness, we have gone a step beyond just being a purely biological creature. And I bring up the idea of degenerate eye disease because we use contact lenses, we use glasses to enhance our ability to see because naturally, biologically, our eyes have degenerated. Now, in a purely biological society or a purely biological state of being, you wouldn't have glasses. You wouldn't have ear implants. You wouldn't have these sort of things. You would just go with it. But we as a human being have the ability to adapt our surroundings, to adapt nature, to adapt biology. And
I want to play another message from the same woman who's even more angry.
Is she actually for fucking real? Sex is what you're born with. You're either a male or a female. What's she doing? Letting her son decide. What if he decides he wants to be a fucking lamppost? Is she going to let him be a lamppost?
Well, Vanessa?
You have these ridiculous comparisons. Oh, what if he wants to be a cat? What if they want to be a lamppost? A lamppost isn't a prefix. It's not a pronoun. It's not who you are.
I agree. All these stories of people saying, "Oh, I've heard stories of kids wanting identifying as cats and identifying as goldfish and all that." Okay, half of those stories are made up. Okay, they don't exist.
Yeah.
And if there are kids going into school now, it only happens in America. If there are kids going into school on a Monday and they're going, "Hiya, teacher, meow, I want to identify as a cat today, meow," they're literally just trolling the teacher. That's all they are.
Yeah.
Okay,
job as a parent is to raise the best human being that I can. That's my job. Doesn't matter what they identify as at the end of the day, as long as they are the best human being that they can possibly be.
Yeah, it's a pity more people don't have that same attitude. Let me just bring in Louise on this. Louise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Louise. What did you want to say?
Well, firstly, I'd love to say fair play to Vanessa and what she's doing with her child. I think she sounds like an absolutely amazing mother in supporting her child and their decision as they grow older. But as a woman, as a very proud woman, I just want to say that I'm delighted to be celebrating International Women's Day with all women. And trans women are women. And they deserve to celebrate it just as much, if not more, than the rest of us.
I mentioned earlier on that we put up a post on our Facebook to troll people, and we're being honest in admitting that, where we said, "Happy International Women's Day to all the women out there, not forgetting trans women and those who identify as female." And it set off an avalanche of negative comments. What do you make of that sort of attitude that people have?
To be honest, the attitude which is unfortunate, but I think a lot of it just comes from misunderstanding. So I always kind of try and explain it in this way. I say, I don't understand why the world keeps spinning because I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I don't trust the people who do. I accept that the world spins. Why it does that, I don't know. So why can't people accept that people know themselves? They should trust that people know themselves enough to identify as how they wish.
And is it a case that people just can't get their heads around it, or is it ignorance?
I think that's what it is. People just always say, "I don't understand it, I don't get it, so it's not real." But just because you don't understand something doesn't mean it's not a fact.
So to break it down to simple, you can't change your sex, but you can change your gender, yeah? So your sex is what, when you're made within... By the way, we're all female when we're first made. People won't realise that. But the reason men have nipples is that when the egg meets the sperm and that wonderful thing happens, the zygote, and what it's called is female. So we're all female at one stage. Now I can hear Darren throwing his phone down the toilet after hearing that. No, I wasn't. I was always male. I was always male. You weren't. You were female at the start of the journey, Darren. That's the truth. So you can change your gender, but you can't change your sex.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's about changing your gender. I honestly think that trans people, they're born the way they are. And if they believe that they want to be female presenting or male presenting, whatever makes them truly happy, if they're not hurting themselves or anybody else, what difference does it make? Let people live. Let people celebrate how they want to.
And this is the bit that I just can't get my head around. Why people get so triggered. And that Facebook post that we put up was intended to weed them out, but my God, it did. The amount of people who just believe that trans women aren't women and they need to go and get their own day and all of this sort of stuff. As a woman, Louise, you're saying you will happily celebrate International Women's Day alongside trans women and people who identify as women.
Absolutely, 100%. I think if your masculinity or your femininity is so fragile that you can't accept how people wish to present, then you need to look inwards and not outwards.
Lorraine, you wanted to get in on this. We played a few of your voice notes a while ago. What did you want to say, Lorraine?
I just think this is all just fucking nonsense. You're born male or female, right? That's biology. That's what it is. If you want to identify as a lamppost or whatever, do it. But they're trying to take women, I'm not a mother anymore, I'm a cis woman. They're taking the word woman, ma'am, everything away from us. Can you not just leave us a fucking alone?
What do you say to that, Louise?
I just don't understand why it bothers you so much.
Because they're trying to take the words away from us. I'm now a cis woman. I am now a mother. They're trying to take that word away from me. I'm not a woman if I go into hospital or anywhere. I'm now a cis, whatever that is. Leave us alone. Why is everyone else so offended by the word?
A cis woman just means that you were born with female organs and female presenting and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't take away from the fact that you're a woman, nor should a trans woman identifying as a woman take that away from you either. They're not trying to take anything away from anybody.
But why is that word trying to be taken away from me? Why is now everyone have to be under the same brush? Why do I have to be a cis woman with the same as what a trans woman is? Why can't I just be a woman, which is what I biologically am? If you look at some of the forms and stuff I've seen coming out of England and stuff, the word woman is coming off forms. The word woman is coming off some of the hospital appointments. They're trying to change it and trying to put other words in.
If you feel that strongly about it, cross out the word woman and say, I am just a woman. But somebody who's trans also has that right, the same way you do.
Yeah, but they're pushing, the trans community and everybody else is pushing, trying to get the word woman, well, maybe it's not the trans community, I'm going to retract what I've just said, but people are trying to get the word woman, mother, everything else taken away. Even the vote today, they're trying to take the word mother and woman out of the Constitution. Like, why not just leave us alone?
I think the vote today is a completely different topic, but...
No, it is. But my point is, they're trying to take the word woman out of the Constitution.
I've never heard anybody saying, I don't want a woman to be called a woman. Like, a woman is a woman and a man is a man. And that's our right. That's our choice.
I know, but the words are changing.
The same right should be given to somebody who who knows in their heart and soul that they are also a woman or a man. And who am I to tell anybody, no, you're not that.
I'm being told that with some of the forms that have to be filled out, the word woman's not on them. You're now a cis, or you're now this, or you're now that. The word woman is being taken off it. The word mother is being taken off.
The only forms I've ever seen is, are you male, female,
or
there's always a space for other, and if you feel that strongly about it, write down woman in the other section.
But my point is, why should the word not be there? Why does it have to be cis? Why do I, people are identifying me as a cis. Why are that word, I can't think of the other word. Like, why can't I just be a woman? Like, why can't, so
gender,
a trans,
gender
like you
has developed, gender has developed so much over the years.
There's two genders.
The idea that there's just man or woman in today's society is just not realistic.
But that's biology. That's what it is.
Biology is you're born with male or female organs. That's not your gender.
That makes you a male or a female. That is your gender. Though, when you're born and your mom and dad go into it and put you on a birth cert, what do they pick, male or female? They don't pick other.
Of course.
That is a known fact.
They can pick male or female. But as that child grows up and develops and learns who they are as a person, they have the right to say, I'm a man or I'm a woman.
I have no. You want to identify as.
If that makes them happy and comfortable and feel safe and feel accepted, what's the issue? If you want to identify as a man or a woman.
But you look people at it now as well. Like, there's kids going into school identifying as cats. There's kids going into school identifying as dogs. Like, when does it actually end? How far do we have to push this agenda until we go enough is enough?
There is no agenda. There's people's happiness. That's all it is.
Yeah, but
if it makes somebody happy, if they feel genuinely happier identifying as a woman or a man, what difference does it make to me or you?
And Lorraine, that is the question. What difference does it make to you?
Not that it makes a difference to me. As I said, my point is they're trying to get rid of the word woman. They're trying to get rid of the word ma'am. They're trying to get rid of this so we can all be identified under the one umbrella.
We're not getting but rid I'm of any of those words.
I don't know who's telling you that we're getting rid of these words.
No, just like the word cis now. I get called a cis woman if you look at like some of the TikToks and stuff that are going around. I'm not a woman anymore. I'm a cis woman. I'm this.
No, but you're whatever. Lorraine, you're
whatever. The word cisgender itself describes a person whose gender identity, so who says, I'm a woman, corresponds with the sex they were assigned at birth. So what are they?
That's it.
That's all it is.
That's it.
Now, and in fairness to Lorraine, I booked a flight for myself and my wife the other day, and when you go onto aerlingus.com, they give you two options, M or F. So there's no cis this and they didn't ask me to identify as a lamppost when I was booking a flight with them. It's either male or female.
I had an MRI scan taken recently and that box was just left completely open. You write in your own words. How hard is that?
If you were in an airport and you're a trans and on your passport you're male but you identify as a woman, you have to go on that plane as a male.
No, you have to go legally change your passport
And Lorraine, you can legally change your passport. Stay there for a moment. I just want to squeeze in one or two more messages before we wrap this up. This is David.
Hey lads, poor Tony trying to send this message. I don't know what's wrong with WhatsApp there today. It's probably on my phone. But yeah, I totally agree with Lorraine. 100%. She's bang on the money there. I mean, why don't these people just like feck off and just leave us alone? Like, you know, and then another girl there saying, oh, well, why is it bothering you so much? Like, you know, why is it bothering you? Well, the thing is, why it bothers people so much is because it's being shoved down their neck 24 hours a day. You can't go anywhere now without being, you know, you have to call me this. I want to identify as this, I'm that, you know. You know, it's just ridiculous, and it's absolutely everything. Like, I mean, you had LGBTQI, you know, now there's 100 genders, you know, you had the Gay Pride festival thing, now it's Gay Pride Month. You know what I mean? When is it going to stop? It's just ridiculous. Now you're trying to, you know, indoctrinate kids in, like, you know, in school, oh, well, you can be this. And then, you know, oh, look, over in Africa, you have, like, gender switch days. What the fuck is going on, lads? Can you not just, like, leave it alone? Leave the way it is. If you're male, you're male. If you're female, you're female. And that's just the way it is, like.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages.
Sorry, thank you to the two cis ladies on the phone as well. Thanks, cis ladies.
Thank you,
sisters.
Thank you.
Bye.
Look.
Cis ladies. Actually, my wife was asked that not so long ago.
Was asked what?
Are you a cis woman? She nearly lost her mind.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.